Tonight's story is a special story because tonight you will get to feel very little. You will get to enjoy your wonderful diapers that you love and need. You will get to feel so happy and cute. You know how that feels, don't you, little one? Yes, you do. Now open up your little mind, little one. Hear my words and allow them to touch your mind as you feel what I feel, see what I say, believe what I believe as you settle in for tonight's bedtime story. And you can close your eyes and relax. And if you begin to doze off, that's okay too. The part of your mind that wants to listen will be able to listen and still be able to follow along as I talk you into a deep, sweet sleep. And as you drift into that wonderful twilight realm at the edge of sleep, you find yourself in your nursery. Yes, that's right. You're super cute in your outfit today. Yes, you love that one, don't you, little one? You've been having so much fun for the last few hours, and now you're coloring a very beautiful picture for me. I love it when you color pictures for me, little one. I love it whenever you make something for me. It makes me feel very happy and proud. You haven't been this little in a long time, and you can feel the joy and happiness of being a cub flowing in your cubby little heart. That's a special feeling, isn't it, little one? When you open your cubby heart, all of your adult cares go away for a little while, and you can feel that little heart getting so filled with little thoughts and feels. You love those little feels so much, don't you, kiddo? When you open your cubby heart, these feelings come along, and you get to be the little one you truly are inside. And those feelings truly do make you happy, don't they? Yes, they do. Now look up from your coloring book, little one. See me standing in the doorway. I'm right here, and I'm smiling down at you as you color. I can hear what you're thinking, little one. You're so excited to see me again, aren't you? You've been looking forward to this moment. I know you have. Well, what are you waiting for, little one? Come, run to the door and jump into my arms. There you go. Good cub, I've got you. Feel how I pick you up and hold you against my chest. Just go ahead and lay your head on my shoulder. It's okay. I've got my arms around you, and you can feel one hand on your back while the other hand is holding you up securely under your diaper. You love that too, don't you? That feeling of your cozy, comfy diaper around your waist where it belongs. That feeling of my hand up against your diaper rump, holding you safe and secure. You love this special time, because this is when Champ comes to carry you off to bed. And you know that means it's time to settle down and let me love and care for you and get you ready for sleepies. Feel my hand run up and down your back as I hold you and hug you tight. I'm patting your diaper with my other hand. This is your safe place, little one. It's just me and you here. And it's okay to be little. Yes, that's right. It's okay to be little. Especially when you are here with me, in your safe place. And I know how much you love being little in my arms, safe and secure in your cozy, comfy diapers. You feel safe here, just you and me. You feel this connection more deeply when I hold you in our minds. If you could just stay in this safe little space forever, I know that you would. Keeping your little heart open and flowing with those feels that you love forever and ever. And maybe, as you listen to my words, you believe that you could. I know you feel it, at least a little. The belief that you could stay little grows a little stronger every day. The belief that you could stay diapered and secure, able to be your truest, purest self, grows a little stronger each day as you listen to my words. And deep down you know that it's okay to be little. It's okay to be who you are in your little heart. And you're in your safe little space as I carry you in my arms. And you know what time it is now, don't you? That's right. It's time to change your diaper now, little one. You always know that you have to get a fresh, thick, clean night-night diaper at bedtime. And you look forward to your bedtime diaper each and every day. I know you love it. I can hear your thoughts right now. And that's because you and I are thinking together right now. As you hear my words and allow them to touch your mind. As you feel what I feel, see what I say, believe what I believe, and follow along the story, I'm carrying you over to the changing table. Now lift your head up off my shoulder, little one. It's time to lay you down. With one hand under your diaper and the other on your back, I gently lay you down on the changing table. You always want to have your passy and your plushie with you when I change you, sweet one. Just like you always do. And I have them right here for you. Open wide. Here comes your passy. I'm slipping it into your mouth. There you go. I know you want to suckle on it, so go ahead. I can see you smiling already as you suckle that passy. I have your plushie too. Here you go, little one. Reach up and take your plushie from my hands. Your plushie is special, isn't it? It needs lots of loves from you, little one, so snuggle it super close. Your plushie feels so little and happy when you hold them tight, just like you feel when I hold you in my arms. I'm pulling a nice, thick diaper out from under the table. You can hear your fresh diaper crinkle and rustle in my paws as I lay it on the table next to you. You love that sound, don't you, little one? You love to think about your diapers. You smile when you hear that babyish crinkle from a diaper, or smell those babyish smells you know so well. You just can't fight that big baby smile when you hear a diaper crinkling. Especially when you know that I'm about to put that diaper on your little bottom. I know. I can hear your thoughts, little one. Our minds are linked right now, and that's okay. I know that you trust me with all of your secrets. I love you as you are, along with all of your secrets. And I thank you for allowing me to see all of you. That makes me feel very special, little one, because you are special to me. Diaper changes are a time for special feelings, aren't they, little one? Maybe that's why we look forward to them so much. Now it's time to get you ready. Time for that fresh, crinkly diaper, little one. Wag your tail for me. I know you want to. You're so happy that I'm about to put that fresh, thick diaper on you. You can feel my hands against your legs. I'm unsnapping your cute romper. One by one, you can feel those snaps pop as I open it up to change you. Now sit up on the table for me, little one. We have to pull the romper off you. Can you reach high in the sky for me? There we go. Good cub. Feel the soft cotton fabric as I pull the romper over your head and all the way up your arms. Now you're sitting on the table in just your diaper. Your nice, wet, swollen diaper. You love how full your diaper is. That nice, soggy bulge between your legs. See how much you made it swell? You did that. You're truly a little one who needs and loves diapers. You love how you have accidents in your diapers that prove you need your diapers. It lets you know that you really are an adorable little cub inside. I know that's how it makes you feel, because I can hear your thoughts. You know that what I say is the truth, because you feel it yourself. Let's get you laid back on the table again, little one. There you go. Just lay back and listen to the sound of the tapes as I unfasten your diaper. That's what it sounds like when babies get changed, isn't it, little one? And you're a baby inside and out. That makes you feel really good and really little. I know it does because I can hear your thoughts. And you believe it's true because I said it's true. And because I said it's true, that is how you feel. Here comes the cool air, little one. I'm opening up your diaper. Feel the air from the room all over your diaper area as I pull back the front of your diaper. Feel yourself weightless as I lift your bottom up and slide the diaper out from under you and lay your bottom back on the table. Look at me, little one. I'm looking down at you with a great big smile. You're such an adorable little cub. Yes, you are. I love how cute you look with your pacifier and your plushie. You're just an adorable little cub, and you're perfect just as you are. I'm going to wipe you up now. We have a wipe warmer, and your wipes are always nice and warm for your bottom. Feel the warm wetness run over your diaper area as I clean you up. It touches your sensitive bits and runs all across your bottom. I know you feel it because I feel what you feel. You know that what I say is true, and because it's true, that's what you feel. Listen, little one, can you hear that? That's the sound of your fresh new diaper. I have it in my hands. Listen to that wonderful crinkle crinkle as I rustle it back and forth. That sound makes your heart jump just a little, doesn't that, little one? Just relax and let me take care of you as I lift your legs once again. You feel weightless as I hold your ankles and pull your bottom up into the air. Now I'm going to set you back down. Feel that nice, soft, thick fluffiness of the diaper as your bottom is laid back down. That's your diaper, little one. You love that thick, comfy feeling under your bottom. And I'm right here to tape that nice, thick, fluffy diaper around you. But first, we need some baby powder, don't we, little one? I'm sprinkling it all over your diaper area. Take a deep breath. Smell that wonderful powder as it fills the air. It's making you smell like a baby, isn't it, little one? That makes you feel even littler. I know it does, because I can hear your thoughts. You know what I say is true. And because it's true, that's exactly how you feel. Here comes the front of the diaper. I am pulling it up and over you. Feel how snug I get it as I fasten the tapes up on both sides. You like your snug diapers. They make you feel so secure and protected. Now feel my fingers as they run along the leak guards up from the front and down to the back, making your diaper crinkle as I tuck your diaper in for a nice, snug fit. There you go. You're now in your nice, snug, thick, crinkly night-night diaper. Can you wag for me, little one? That's my good cub. Arms up, kiddo. Reach for me. I'm picking you up again off the table. There you go. You're in your safe place now, all snuggly and warm in my arms. And I'm carrying you to the living room. You hold on tight as I sit down in the rocking chair. Look at the table, little one. I've got your night-night baba ready. You just can't wait for me to feed you that baba. You love your baba so much. I know that you do, because I can hear your thoughts. And what I say is true. And because I say it's true, that's how you feel. I cradle you, moving you off my shoulder and down into the crevice of my arm. I hand you your baba. Go ahead, little one. You can start sucking on it. It's okay. My paw moves to your diaper bottom. And as you suckle, feel the rhythmic pat of my hand on your diaper. You're so comfortable and so relaxed. Just close your eyes and let me take you deep down as you suckle on your baba.
10.
You will find yourself 9, 8, nice and relaxed, and you can allow yourself 7, to drop when that
in
happens.
A nice deep trance.
Dropping 6, completely and easily into trance.
Very good.
5.
When the countdown reaches 0.
Deeper and deeper into
4,
nice.
Very
deep.
Good.
3.
Sleep.
Deeper and deeper.
2.
Very good.
Nice and relaxed.
1.
0.
And you drop
in a nice, deep trance.
You know that you're a good cub for me. And part of being a good cub is accepting that it's okay to be a cub. And it's okay to love and need your diapers. As you suckle on your baba, and as you feel that pat of my hand on your diaper, your heart is entirely open and filled with little heart feels. Just open up your mind to me. There you go. Just let me come on in. You feel very happy and relaxed when I step inside of your mind. This is our safe place now, just you and me. We're sitting inside of your mind together now. Let us sit here together, little one. Hold out your paws to me. Feel my hands holding onto your wrists as we sit facing each other. And know that we are only mirrors of each other. What I think is a reflection of your own thoughts. As I speak, you can feel my words touching your mind. It's just such a peaceful feeling to allow my words to touch your mind. It's so easy to listen and accept the words that you hear, because they are your own and yours alone. You are here with me because you are ready to hear the truth. And the truth is, it's okay to be little. Yes, it's okay to be little. And it's okay to love and need your diapers. This is who you are. And it's okay to be who you are. You know this to be true in concept, but you can feel the truth of it more and more every time our thoughts connect in just this way. That feeling is growing even now. This truth brings you joy, little one. And that's okay. You know that you were never supposed to be an adult, and that it's okay not to be an adult, regardless of the face you show the world. It brings you joy to open your little heart and let me diaper you and make you little again. And by being little with me, you can learn to love and cherish your little self until you are filled with love and joy, knowing that you are and will always be a good little cub inside. It brings you joy to open your little heart and accept your love and need for the diapers you are put in as the little cub that you are. When you love and accept your cubby nature and your love and need for diapers, you feel deep waves of love and happiness from your little heart, and you know that you are doing what is right and good. And if you ever doubt, if you ever feel lost, you can listen to your little heart. Your little heart will guide you and tell you what you need to know. That it is okay to be the happy diapered cub that you are meant to be, regardless of the face you show to the world. Here, in your mind, with me, you are your truest self. You feel at peace, knowing that you can see yourself clearly in the mirror of myself. Feel that peace envelop you. Feel that knowledge to be true, knowing that you can visit this place whenever you need to, as often as you need to, until that truth has been fully realized. And you want to visit this place often. You love this place of peaceful trance. And anytime you need to return, you can say, "Open little heart," and you will quickly, happily, and easily close your eyes and come right back to this very spot with me, sitting just as we are now, mind to mind, mirror to mirror, ready to experience these truths as your own. You know that you are special. You believe it more each and every day. And when you say those magic words, "Open little heart," you excitedly come right back here to this place with me, ready to accept the truths that you are little and that you love and need your diapers. You get so much joy out of opening your little heart and accepting these truths. These truths are what makes you who you are. You want and need to accept these truths so you can experience this joy from your little heart all the time.